This month, Garfield County staff presented what's called the 2012 Ambient Air Quality Monitoring Report to county commissioners. The report features data from 5 collection sites scattered throughout the county.
We've noticed that there has been a statistically significant decreasing trend in a number of pollutants that we monitor for.
Morgan Hill is a county environmental health specialist. Her department monitors for things like volatile organic compounds, which can be naturally occurring or the result of natural gas development. Some so-called VOCs are considered a health risk, like benzene, toluene, and formaldehyde. Hill says the study got going in 2008 as a response to concerns from residents.
You know, there was certainly an oil and gas presence coming at that time, and they wanted to find out what air quality was like here.
3 of the sites have been collecting data for 5 years. Hill says monitors in Rifle, Parachute, and a rural area south of Silt are showing declines.
Some of that can be attributed to industry best practices at our sites that are maybe more influenced by oil and gas, that they improved a lot of technologies, and that led to some decreases that we were seeing.
There are always new things that are coming out, and new opportunities to reduce emissions. And, you know, we've tried to do that very proactively.
Doug Hawk is a spokesman for the Encana Corporation. With more than 3,000 wells in Garfield County, Encana is one of the largest operators on the Western Slope. He says the company's done a number of things to cut down on emissions, including installing units on tanks that store condensate or hydrocarbon liquids.
Volatile organic compounds come off of those tanks. So in order to reduce or eliminate that, we have a combustion unit that combusts those fumes. Because we've been doing this for some time, we've been able to reduce our VOC emissions to the tune of 2,500 tons per year.
Many of the things Encana does to cut down on emissions are now required of all oil and gas operators in the state after the state's Air Quality Control Commission passed new rules in February. Still, Battlement Mesa resident Bob Arrington says improved industry technology is just one piece of the puzzle.
Gas companies have improved some of their technology in some areas, but they've also had much lesser numbers of equipment out in the field.
Arrington is a member of the industry watchdog group, the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance. Natural gas production has slowed in the county because prices have dropped. In fact, this year, Encana doesn't plan to drill any new wells at all. While a slowdown in the industry may be playing a role in lower pollution readings, Arrington points to other reasons, too. He's concerned about the location of the air reading collection equipment itself.
Even the monitoring stations, like the one in Rifle, has a problem because it's set down in the valley between 2 tall bluff areas. And even though it's on the second story roof of a downtown building, a lot of the air patterns can go right over the top of it.
Though Garfield County's data shows pollutants falling since 2008, there was a slight increase in 2013. County officials can't pinpoint a reason for the escalation. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.